Lyndon Waits of the Misery Mountain Ski Area here in Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. First of all, Lyndon, comments on the fact that the ski season is right around the corner.
Well, you know, we're just gearing up now. It's November now today, of course. Some of our staff have been in place now for a couple months, and we're getting ready. We've done some testing. We've got all our maintenance on board. Now we're just waiting for Mother Nature to cooperate with us, and we'll start making snow for the season.
Hey, there we go. That's what we like to hear. Misery Mountain's also got a fundraiser going on in the sense that the truck raffle is going on. How are ticket sales going?
Ticket sales are a little slow, but it's getting to the end of the run now. And as I've said, I've run the hill now for 30 years, and every year we're a last-minute town. People wait till the very last minute to try and get their tickets, and they're starting to ramp up. We've got people on site at Canadian Tire a lot of the time. We've got tickets out and about around town, and some of our members are selling tickets out of their houses and stuff, too. And it's all good. And the truck draw will culminate at the Snowfest in 3 weeks from tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Snowfest is preparing for the 23rd of this month. How is prep going for Snowfest, do you know?
That's going pretty good, too. Our coordinator for that, Rebecca Joel, is on the ball again. She does a fantastic job of that every year. She organizes that. So we've got people in place, and we're starting to get donations rolling in now, and tables are being sold, and it's all good. It's going to be a good time again.
You bet. Especially from what I hear, the Brad Lynch Band is coming to town.
They are. They were here last year. They were just a phenomenal group. We had good feedback. People were just ecstatic over them, and I think that's going to be a big draw this year. They're just awesome to deal with.
Back to the truck raffle there for a second. There, Lyndon, the prizes. My goodness, your choice of a truck, Polaris ATV or cash. That's 1 through 3 as far as prizes are concerned. How sweet are those prizes?
They are good prizes, Keith. We changed it up a few years ago. We used to have one truck, and now we've got it for 3. So if you want a Chevy, a Dodge, or a Ford, you're in the ballpark. There are all 3 trucks on display at Canadian Tire. They have been for about a month now. Those are the actual trucks up for grabs. People have been coming down to Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire has been fantastic getting us set up there and show off some of these prizes. And any one of the prizes is good, right? $1,000 cash is 3rd prize. The Polaris ATV 450 quad or the trucks. And the bonus on this raffle compared to others is if you win the 3rd prize, your ticket goes back in again. So if you're really, really, really lucky, you could actually take home all 3 prizes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that would be really, really sweet.
Yeah.
It sounds like everything is going really, really well. Lyndon, are you looking forward to the 2019-2020 snow season?
We are, yeah. We look forward to every season. This will be my 30th season at the Hill. We've got a couple of fantastic staff members in place. Etienne and Amanda are our managers. Amanda has been there for a lot of years. She's grown up on that Hill, and she's managing it. And we keep her employed for most of the year now. It's not just a seasonal thing. We kind of keep her busy year-round, and that's helped out a lot, keeping things fluent throughout the summer and the winter, and continuity is good, right?
Lyndon, is there anything else that we need to touch on as far as the upcoming season and the upcoming fundraiser?
I would just say that if you want your tickets for those trucks, you better get them quick because they are starting to move pretty fast. Same on the tickets for the Snowfest. Usually we sell out ahead of time on that, so don't be waiting till Friday to try and get your tickets on Saturday. And also, if you haven't got your ski season membership this year, you might want to get that too. Those things are going fast, and we're praying to Mother Nature and the snow gods that we have a good season. I always tell everybody we're just winter farmers. We have to have the weather, just has to be perfectly correct for us to have a fantastic season. But it's always a good season, and as our motto says, misery loves company.
Lyndon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Keith. You have a good day, and you make sure to come down and see us. You're new to town. You probably haven't been to Misery yet. you just come down and see us and strap some boards on or a snowboard and have a couple of days of fun out there.
I might give it a shot. I've been to Misery Mountain during the summer because I umpire baseball, but the winter, that's definitely going to be a challenge for me. I think it's going to be a fun challenge for me. That's for sure.
You betcha. It's always fun at Misery. Nobody goes home unhappy.